Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we begin the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is 52 chapters. We're going to look at my ESV Study Bible book introduction to learn more about the book of Jeremiah. It is attributed to the prophet Jeremiah and his scribe Baruch. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet in 627 BC and served over 40 years. He was called as a youth, became a priest, and lived in an area of Israel allotted to the tribe of Benjamin. He lived close enough to Jerusalem to understand its people, their worship, and their daily habits. Yet, he was far enough away from Jerusalem that he was not afraid to criticize what he saw there. Jeremiah had a difficult life. His messages of repentance were not well received. His hometown plotted against him, and he suffered much persecution during his 40-year ministry. At God's command, he never married, and though his ministry spanned 4 decades, he apparently had only 2 converts. He is known as the Weeping Prophet, for weeping over the condition of Israel. He became a prophet during the reign of Josiah, the last faithful king in Judah's history. Other prophets of his day were Nahum, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah. He was called to speak to the people of Jerusalem during the revival under King Josiah and continued his prophetic ministry through the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians. His task was to hammer home the message that the fall of Jerusalem was not God's fault, but because of Judah's unfaithfulness to God and listening to false prophets. The theme in the book of Jeremiah is God's judgment on breaking his covenants as well as his displeasure with sin. In his book, Jeremiah asked people over 100 times to turn around or repent. But Jeremiah also illustrates God's determination to restore people and establish new covenants. Jeremiah was a biblical theologian. He used truths found in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Hosea, Psalms. He gave plenty of advice on what pleases God and what does not. Though rejected by neighbors, family, and friends, this book teaches acceptance by God is far more important. We will learn man's heart is desperately wicked, but we will also see that God loves with an everlasting love. Our guest reader for the book of Jeremiah is Pastor Dave Love. Pastor Dave is the lead pastor at Calvary Castle Rock in Castle Rock, Colorado, between Denver and Colorado Springs. I visit Calvary Castle Rock regularly because they teach the Word of God. In my humble opinion, Dave Love is one of the best Bible teachers I have ever heard. He goes through the Bible, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. I want to be taught the Bible, and I learn so much from Pastor Dave. You can gain from Dave Love's knowledge of the Bible by visiting their app, Calvary Castle Rock. There you will find his teachings. You can watch them or listen to them. If you want to be taught the Bible, visit Calvary Castle Rock's app. Pastor Dave Love will get us started with the 19 verses of Jeremiah chapter 1.
Jeremiah chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, one of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the captivity of Jerusalem in the 5th month. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations, over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see an almond branch. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I'm watching over my word to perform it. The word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north disaster shall be let loose upon all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I am calling all the tribes of the kingdoms of the north, declares the Lord, and they shall come, and every one shall set his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, against all its walls, all around, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will declare my judgments against them for all their evil in forsaking me. They have made offerings to other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. But you, dress yourself for work, arise, and say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them. And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you.
To help us through the book of Jeremiah, I have selected three of my personal Bible reading journals. I picked the first one in 1991, the second one from 2004, and the third one from 2016. There are 13 years between 1991 and 2004, and 12 years between 2004 and 2016, so these will be various ages and stages of my life. We will cover the 52 chapters of the book of Jeremiah in 31 days. Some days we will look at one chapter, some days it will be two. Let's begin our look at Jeremiah chapter 1 from my journal from 1991 when I was 36 years old. In 1991, I read Jeremiah's chapter 1 and 2 on the same day, and I wrote in my journal concerning verses 4 through 9 of chapter 1. I wrote, I hope they are my words too. I have always wanted to be a speaker for God. Lord, stretch out your hand and touch my mouth and put your words in my mouth for you. Stepping aside from the journals for a moment, friends, that's 1991. I'm 36 years old. I'm not a speaker for God at that time, but you can see the desire of my heart was there. Moving on to my journal in 2004, I was 49 years old when I read Jeremiah's chapters 1 through 3 on the same day, and I wrote in my journal, Jeremiah was chosen and appointed by God, and I was referring to chapter 1, verses 5 and 9. I continued to write, we too have a task to perform from God. In the womb, he programmed me as well. We should seek his purpose for our lives and do it. Finding out does not guarantee success as we define it. Jeremiah was not successful in the world's eyes, but he sure was in God's eyes. And I wrote an interesting prayer after reading Jeremiah 1 through 3 that day. I wrote, your purpose for my life. If it's what I'm doing, provide resources to accomplish it. If it's not what I'm doing, help me be willing to change. That ended my journal entry from 2004, so let's jump ahead to 2016, when I was 61 years old. In 2016, I read Jeremiah chapter 1 on April 1st, which is a significant day to the Ezra Project. It's our anniversary date. So it was our 14th anniversary on April 1st, 2016, and I read Jeremiah chapter 1, and you're going to be amazed at what happened that day. Let's look at the journal. Jeremiah chapter 1, I wrote, Jeremiah started under the last good king of Israel, Josiah, and ended with the demise of Israel under Babylonian captivity. He understood he was appointed a prophet by God before he was even born. Was I destined to be president of the Gideon's International in 2020 before I was even born? Though he was a youth, God put his word in Jeremiah's mouth. God watches over his word to perform it. Judgment is coming to Israel because, quote, they had made offerings to other gods and worshipped the works of their hands. That's verse 16. Jeremiah is to dress himself for work, say everything God puts in his mouth, and stand rock solid. God will make him invisible if he does. Wow! After reading Jeremiah 1 that day, I began to pray, and I wrote my prayers in my journal. Let me share that with you. Thanking God for this powerful passage, praying for its application in my life, thanking God for 14 years of the Ezra Project, His favor, His faithfulness, saying I wanted March to be the month of discovery for the new direction of Ezra, remembering I met with American Bible Society, Biblica, two pastor forum groups, and no clear direction, sought the Word. In the middle of all this praying, he asked me to read the passage again. I did, and I began to pray more, but God wanted quiet, like Jeremiah. He then asked me, "What do you see, Alan?" Nothing was clear to me. I saw a vibration back and forth, like some of old and some of new. And he said, "You will do both." Again, "What do you see, Alan?" Earbuds, wires around people's necks. "Yes, Lord, I see it." Record daily Bible readings with your journal entries. People listening to their daily Bible reading every day, everywhere. And then I put a parenthesis, can be translated into other languages. A new app. Subscriptions to pay for it. Doing this will free me up for Gideon leadership. More flexibility. Now I see a recording studio. All this fulfilling my passion. I'm enthusiastic. It has high impact. The answer to all my needs, sustainable, beyond me, on and on. On April 1st, the anniversary, Ezra 2.0, board meeting today. I wanted to have the new direction by this day to announce, celebrate, but I had nothing. Now I have it directly from God. Hallelujah. And yes, friends, that was my journal entry on April 1st, 2016, the 14th anniversary of the Ezra Project. God gave me our new direction. We had been ministering in a certain way for 14 years, and the Lord had led us to consider recreating the Ezra Project. And I wrote in this journal, I'd thought about it, I'd visited various organizations, had pastor focus groups, but had nothing. We spent months in prayer and seeking the Lord on this. And as I wrote in my journal, I hope to have something to offer the board on the anniversary date and the board meeting that day, and I had nothing until that morning. In my daily quiet time, the Lord opens Jeremiah chapter 1 to my heart. That passage changed everything for the Ezra Project. I took the message to the board meeting that afternoon. They got excited with tears in their eyes and said, "This new mission, this new direction fulfills our purpose." Even Ezra himself read the word to the people. So on that day, the board approved pursuing this new direction, but we had no idea what to do. I am not a techie, so for me to record podcasts or create an app was incredibly unbelievable to me. But God guided our steps all along the way. And of course, you're listening to what the product became, and that is Ad Bible, audio daily devotions. Like Jeremiah, we obeyed the voice of the Lord. God watching over His Word to perform it through the Ezra Project and Ad Bible. And these recordings have been listened to in over 400 cities across the globe. To God be the glory for the practical application of His Word. Jeremiah chapter 1 transformed the ministry of the Ezra Project. I hope it has a transforming impact in your own life. God had a plan for Jeremiah. God had a plan for the Ezra Project. God has a plan for your life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you that before you formed us in the womb, you knew us and you knew what our purpose was on this earth. We thank you for creating us, putting breath in our bodies, and giving us a purpose for life. Today, may we take some time to pursue that purpose you have made us for. Show us, Lord, what you had in mind when you formed us in our mother's womb. And then, Lord, give us the courage to pursue it. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.